okay, men of God, you are not just men of God, but you, in Christ Jesus, are ministers. That's how Jesus talked to his disciples. Mark 10, verse 43, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, that's your diakonos. Diakonos means minister, servant, deacon. You are a minister. That's right. You know, when Jesus was with his disciples, they were just like other guys. They were talking about various things and subjects of who's going to be greatest, you know, what's the hierarchy. And Jesus says, no, maybe that's how the world does it, but we do it this way. If you're to be great, you are first the minister. So the question is, as a man of God, what are you called to do? 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6, he has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. I am happy to see that you're taking this class. That tells me that you are grasping, to some extent, your calling to be a minister, to be competent to serve others, to serve them well. One of the things I love about God's calling on lives right now in this world is that ministers are volunteers, ministers are part-time, ministers are career-oriented. God is raising up an army of men, ministers, who are out there serving the Lord. So, what are some challenges for us? Here's one. To be a faithful minister like Epaphras. Colossians 1 verse 7, you learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister on Christ's behalf. A man of God learns how to be faithful. A faithful minister, meaning someone who is there when needed. Someone who is a faithful husband to his wife, who doesn't cheat, who doesn't stray, a faithful minister to his pastor or a colleague, who is not one who creates dissensions, but is there, a faithful minister. Here's one, as a minister, to be a dear friend like Tychicus. Colossians 4, verse 7, Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Now notice these terms are repeated, but this time I want to mention dear brother, a friend. A man of God makes friends, wants friends, is a faithful friend. A man of God is a friend, and we could go into the Proverbs and talk about how friends are a design from God. To be a friend, to make friends, be a friend. To learn how to become friends, to learn how to start conversations with people and develop that into a deep friendship. Becoming a man of God is to pay attention to being a dear friend. How about speaker of the truth, like Timothy? 1 Timothy 4, 6, if you point these things out to the brothers, you would be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. A minister is one who learns the truth. Again, I'm so happy you're studying ministry. You're studying training. You're studying about being a man of God, because this is what's needed. You know, there's a story that comes out of Africa, that if the young men do not get the older men to train them, some of the younger men are like wild elephants, because they talk about elephants, that elephant male elephants train the younger elephants on how to be good elephants. And that's us. You know, we talk about fatherness. But to apply fatherness to all people is to apply it in ministry. You know, when I think of my own ministers that affected me growing up, and I think of Marvin Hibor. I was in college, and Marvin Hibor would just spend time with me while he was planting beets. And he was, hey, come on over and plant some beets. And while we were planting beets, he would just talk about subjects and get me excited about the truth, about the Bible, about revival, about sharing the gospel. As a faithful minister to a community, this is a powerful, masculine trait. Again, I know women are called to ministry too, but this is a biblical trait that is not often applied to men that often anymore. To be great is to be the least. So, become a man of God by becoming stronger in your training, your growth as a minister.